Hi, is this Brianna?
It is.
Good to speak with you again. This is Paul calling from Local Splash. Happy Monday. How's your day going?
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking. I know that you've been speaking with Mary about doing Google Guarantee, Google Verified local service ads. And I know that you've been working on getting the insurance, and you now do have at least...
I do.
Okay. And
We do have insurance.
And, of course, I think Mary mentioned to you that it's really a pretty low amount. It's only, in this case, $100,000 in general liability, so you definitely have that.
Yeah, I have well over that.
Of course, many times over. And there's not any particular licensing requirement to do Google Verified. So Google Guarantee, local service ads, all of the check marks and the badges, they're all being rebranded under Google Verified. It's still the same product.
Uh-huh.
It's just changing name to Google Verified. And I think I asked you before when we spoke originally, there's no felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years. Okay. So you absolutely would qualify for Google Verified. And, of course, as you know, with Google Verified, you're paying per lead, per qualified lead. So with the Google Guarantee or Google Verified section, the calls route through a Google phone number. It rings directly to your phone number. It will inform you Google Verified lead as it's coming your way, so you know even before you answer the phone exactly what it is. And, of course, that allows the Google AI to kind of make sure that it is someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and then, of course, that you're quoting a price to them or at least scheduling an appointment to meet with them. Otherwise, it's not a qualified lead, and you automatically will not be charged for that lead. When you do
get charged...
Yeah,
we only pay if we, like, bid the job or set up an appointment to go see the job.
100%. And it has to be someone in your service area for a service that you have, that you want to provide. Otherwise, you're not paying for that lead at all. That's part of the Google Verified process. Google wants it to be only qualified leads that you would be paying for. And when you pay for the leads, they're $31, $30.67. So you don't come out of pocket right away for the leads. There's a vetting process, and Google outsources the vetting process. It's done through either Evident or Pinkerton. Pinkerton you might even know from cowboy movies. But again, they just want to make sure that you've got the right licensing and everything is in place. The vetting process is pretty quick if you can get us the application. So you would get the application by text message today. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out, and then just attaching the supporting documents. As long as we can get all of the supporting documents in this next week, then it takes about 3 or 4 weeks to get verified, or to get vetted, I should say. Obviously, it would only take longer if we don't get the information and the documentation in a timely fashion.
Okay.
So all that you would pay today would be the application fee of $250. It is a one and done for life. So it's not an annual membership fee. You don't have to keep renewing it. And then once you are vetted, you'll be notified by us and Google that you've passed the background check. And typically it's 3 days after that your activation budget gets activated. You can say, hey, I just got notification that I'm past the background check. Let's just get things started right now. You can say, you know, this is not a good week. Can we wait another week and something like that? We could definitely accommodate your budget and your needs at that moment. Like I said, should be 3 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks from now. Google wants you to prepay for the first 13 leads. So it's kind of like a prepaid gas card. It's on the card, it's in the budget, and then you just use it. So 13 leads at $31, that's $400. Once you're thoroughly vetted, that would be your activation budget that covers the first 13 leads. Let's say the next month you only use one lead. Turns into a job, it's a big job, you pause your leads after that. Just for simplicity, let's say one lead. The next month you only pay the $30.67. So you only pay for the leads that you use, and whatever you do not use rolls over to the following month.
Okay, and then you said it's $450 for the first 13?
Well, it's $400 for the first 13.
First 13, okay. Mm-hmm. And then after that 13, is it you said it's not prepaid, or is it?
So, yeah, once you activate your budget, then the leads that you use come out of that budget. And then every month you just kind of pay to top it back off. Google has kind of determined 13 leads to be pretty much right in the middle of what most businesses need.
Can you go lower than that?
Well, once you have your activation budget set up, then you might only use one or two leads, three leads. Most of my clients, especially kind of the service-based businesses, the contractors, they might only use four or five leads in a month, you know, because they turn into work, you pause your leads, everything you don't use rolls over to the next month. But they do want you to set up the budget with the first 13 leads prepaid. But if it takes you 3 months or 6 months to go through all of those 13 leads, you know, that whatever you don't use is still going to be there.
Okay, so like if we paid the $400, we only use that one lead, the next month the rest of it rolls over.
Correct. Everything you do not use is still there the next month, and you just pay for the leads that you use. So you always have.
We just keep it topped off at 400.
That is 100% accurate. That's exactly what I was going to say. Just to top it back off to the 400 so that you always start the month with 13 leads. You may never, you know, go below, you know, five leads.
Let me ask this, because, you know, we had Angie. I ain't paid them damn people.
I know. I know. I remember talking about that.
What happens, like, with Angie right now? We are getting freaking, scam leads, like, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same, like, it's, you know it's a scam because it's the same messages, the same setup.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
If that happens with y'all, do y'all reimburse with the lead, or the way that y'all's vetting process goes, we're never gonna get that?
That's correct. The second one. So the way it is set up and routes through the Google number and is kind of monitored by the Google AI, if it's not a valid lead, it doesn't even come out of your account. I know with Angie, and I hear that a lot, you know, obviously it's a fake lead. You try to call it, it doesn't even ring. Nobody answers.
These people are messaging you talking about, I need you to come to this house. This is what I need done. I've already got all the materials for you. Can I write you a check?
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. Right. So
That has literally been my last six leads that came in.
Wow.
And they're not reimbursing for them.
No. Angie doesn't do that. You don't get reimbursed ever at all. I mean, if you fight hard enough and you have not reached the threshold where they cut you off, they give you a credit, not your money back, but they say, okay, well, we'll give you another lead.
They got one payment from me.
Right. So I know after speaking with business owners, like I said, I think I told you before, I've been with the company over 12 years. That goes back before Angie Leads, before Home Advisor. It was called Service Magic. It's the same company, the same model, and I've heard the same complaints for over a decade now. And my heart goes out to you guys that are using any lead-based service, Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, but especially the Angie, because it seems to be consistently the same things that business owners are saying, the same complaints, the same bad experiences that you're having. That's what a lot of business owners share. With that exact same particular
It's horrible. Situation.
It really is. I mean, I
technically we've had them for like 2 months. I paid for one.
Okay.
We're going into the second month or third month
right.
with them. But
right.
I only paid that first time. We've got two jobs.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I
out
tried
of
to
all the leads they've sent
out
us.
Of
I've got
all
two
of the
jobs.
Leads they sent you. My goodness. I try to never say anything bad about other companies, and really all I'm relaying is what I've heard from many business owners.
They're horrible.
But yeah, I mean, your experience.
And I'm telling them,
common.
And I'm like, look, we're getting scam leads, and I'm paying y'all for the scam leads, and she's like, and I'm like.
Yeah. There's a good reason that there's a class action suit against them for the so-called quality of the leads. Last time I checked, it was over 5,000 contractors that had joined that class action suit suing over the lack of quality for the leads or the fact that most of those leads seem to be fraudulent leads. So I honestly know that that's a frustrating situation to be in, and that's
because you signed a one-year contract with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the other thing too. It used to be month to month, and now wherever they can, they're trying to lock business owners into a contract. And I mean, if it's not working and you're locked into a contract, that's even more frustrating than anything. Now, I think you're going to love Google Verified because everything that you're experiencing with Angie that you do not like is completely the opposite with Google Verified. So of course, Google Verified is month to month. There is no contract. You can stop
at
any time.
Will it run through my local Splash app, or do I have to get another app?
So everything is going to track through your local Splash app. All of it is still trackable through the same app that you already have. Just additional reporting. Now, Google Verified, like I said, is month to month, and the calls come directly to you. You're not getting a lead that 6 or 8 of your competitors get, a fraudulent lead that doesn't even turn into anything, even after you try to chase that.
Let me ask you this. Is Google Lead, like, do they send them at midnight?
Well, I mean, you're
probably... Or is it just whenever it comes through?
Yeah, when it comes through, mostly they're not leads that you're getting. They're phone calls that you're getting. And most potential customers know not to call you at midnight. They don't expect you to answer the phone. They don't expect anyone to be there. So, I mean, we're going to list the same hours that you have already. That's what people are going to see for the Google Verified. And typically, they're only calling you during business hours. And again, I know it's a lead-based service because you are paying for the leads, but that's the only similarity. Your lead is not a phone number that you have to follow up with.
It's the actual customer contacting you.
They do call the Google Verified number. That routes through and it transfers directly to you, rings straight through to you. It's seamless for the person calling, but that gives you that heads up, Google Verified lead coming your way, and that gives the Google AI the opportunity to make sure that it's a qualified lead. And again, you don't even have to dispute the charge. You don't have to call and say, hey, this person's way outside my service area. This person's requesting siting or something that you don't provide. If it's not a qualified lead, you simply do not get charged for that, so it doesn't even come out of your budget. You don't have to try and fight to get that money back because it doesn't ever even come out of your account. It's always meant to be simply qualified leads, and those leads are, again, phone calls directly to you. When it is a qualified lead, when you bid the job or schedule an appointment, when it is obviously someone in your service area requesting a service that you provide, only then are you going to be charged the $30.67 for that lead.
Okay. Do you have anything, hold on. Do you have anybody in our area to, like, based off of, like, is there another person local to us that you can say, hey, they get, like, 1 to 5 leads a month or anything like that, or no?
So, I mean, for your services and your service area, strict Google guidelines mean that we only work with one business at a time. So we don't put our clients in competition with each other. That means a higher return on investment, more phone calls for you. And of course, our job is to make sure that you love the service and that you keep the service long term. As a Google Premier partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada. Now, what I can tell you, and that's every industry under the sun, what I can tell you is that Google Verified, Google Guarantee, Local Service Ads, it is the highest converting, highest return on investment out of any Google product. So it converts and has a higher return than Google pay-per-click ads, AdWords, or even investing in that local map or pack result. And Google says it's 33% higher than any other lead-based service out there. And I mean, to be honest with you, I think that's even conservative. I mean, when most lead-based services are a phone number that goes to you and at least 2 or 3 of your competitors, or maybe even 6 or 8 of your competitors, having a high enough conversion rate to make even that service worth doing is pretty challenging. With this, that is not going to be part of the scenario at all, because again, it's not a shared lead system and it's not a phone number that you get. You simply get more phone calls coming directly to you. Now, Google started the partnership program almost 10 years ago. At that time, it was really for AdWords, for Google pay-per-click ads, because Google Verified or Google Guarantee, that was not a product then. So Google came up with something that was even better than Google pay-per-click, better than Facebook ads, and so much better than any of the other lead-based services out there. And the way that Google has it set up, where it is phone calls that are monitored and you're only being charged for verified leads, you are going to get the phone calls. Now, the best part about the Google Verified, again, it's got a badge, it's got, you know, it's not going to be the green check mark that it has been, but it's going to have a Google Verified badge, and you're at the very top of the page. It's the very first thing that people see, and typically it attracts customers that have a little bit more disposable income. They're not looking for the cheapest guy. They're looking for the best guy, and they might know a little bit of something about why those businesses are there. They know that they're verified. They know that basically Google is endorsing you. I mean, it was called Google Guarantee mostly because Google was guaranteeing your work. They would actually come out of pocket up to $2,000 for any complaints that you had against you. Something that most clients never used, but it was something that provided kind of reassurance for the potential customer who is looking for a quality contractor. Most people don't even know why it was called Google Guarantee or that that was part of the Google Verified or Google Guaranteed process. Google has kind of sunsetted that aspect of it, so there's not like the insurance program where Google will come out of pocket for any complaints that you have, but that means that the Google AI is even more advanced than ever before, and it really is looking to make sure that you're only getting qualified leads, and then obviously, you know, you're thoroughly vetted, and the businesses that are in the Google Verified section are businesses that provide quality work. You're going to do quality work, and you're going to be getting people that are very satisfied with the job when it's done.
Okay.
I think you're going to love it. I mean, I know, obviously, you know, with Angie, it's completely different. And, you know, of course, I can't wear a black eye for what's going on with them, but we can do right by your company. We can get you the qualified leads coming directly to you, the calls coming directly to you from a live person, living, breathing human being who is looking for your services and then talking to you about those services. You're going to be getting the jobs that you're looking for. I mean, it's going to offset what you've been spending with Angie, and I think you're going to be very, very happy with it. You're going to be so much better off than what you've got with Angie. You'll be happy to be even moving on and putting Angie in your rearview mirror without even looking back. Now, I know that, you know, like you said, you've stopped payments. Angie's not going to get another payment from you. And I think that's smart because, I mean, obviously, Angie.
No, I'm not paying them.
No, Angie does a completely different thing where, you know, they're just trying to rake the money in. It's like the throw the spaghetti at the wall and see if it sticks kind of thing. I mean, they're sending the same lead to you. And when I said 6 or 8, that's Angie. Thumbtack is 3 or 4. Craftjack is 2 or 3. Those are the competitors that get the same exact lead. When it is a qualified or a real actual lead, and with Angie, they're sending these fraudulent leads. But, I mean, they're sending and charging 6 or 8 businesses for the exact same lead. It's impossible to say that they care more about you getting that job than anybody else they've sent that lead to. In fact, most of the time it's nobody getting a job because, first of all, it's not a qualified lead. But even when it is, you know, it's usually someone who's looking for an estimate to budget for something down the road and they're not even ready to hire anybody. You all still pay for that lead, and then, you know, Angie still makes their money. And like I said, more and more businesses joining that class action suit. Angie doesn't even care because they deal in volume. They just want to do numbers, get people on board, connect them to this annual membership. And if you stop paying them, that's okay because they're going to find someone else who's going to pay them at least 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 payments. You know, their 1 year contract, they have a 4-week billing cycle. So they actually sneak in a 13th payment. There's 13 payments in a 12-month year. You know, they're not billing by the month. They're billing by 4 weeks.
They got their one payment.
They got their one payment, and that's all they're going to get. So, you know, like I said,
get another one.
No, that's more than they deserve. You know, you've been generous with them for that. So I think you're going to be happy moving on.
I gave them one payment.
That's
my only downfall on this right now is just getting the money for the application and the lead.
Yeah. So the lead, like I said, you'll have like 3 to 5 weeks to budget for that $400 because you have to get thoroughly vetted, and then that's when you have that activation budget come in. And like I said, you get notified by us and by Google, and then if you say, hey, you know, can we push it back another week, then we wait. You know, then we just make sure that the $400 is there for the activation budget. But really, it's just the $250 application fee that you come out of pocket for.
Okay. All right.
Is that something you're prepared to do today?
I've got two jobs I'm trying to finish. When I get them done, I'm hoping it'll be in a week to start that. And then I've got one other question for you.
Sure, of course.
I logged on to the website. Now look, I'm not too good with it.
That's okay.
I logged on to it trying to edit it.
Okay.
But, like, when you go to the gallery part of it, it's locked.
Okay.
Is that something that is like that on every account? Am I not going to be able to go into that area?
You should be able to get into that area.
I tried to click on it to add to it, it says locked and call administration. I had called them over the weekend, but I hadn't been able to call them today because my daughter's sick.
Gotcha. That's okay. So yeah, it shouldn't be that way. That's definitely something that we can fix for you. And I don't know that they'll fix it today because it's the end of the day. But
it's no rush. I can't get into it today anyway.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna
didn't know if that was like I would never be able to do that or if there was just
no, you should definitely be able to do that. Yeah. There might be a reason that it's temporarily locked, but it will not stay that way. Obviously, you know, we want you to be able to access that. That's one of the things that a lot of our clients really enjoy is that they can add photos and update content and things like that. So I'm going to inform our team that your gallery is currently locked, and I'll have someone reach out to you tomorrow just to speak with you again about that and make sure that you have access to it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they've been great. I reached out to the Facebook ones. They updated our Facebook ads.
Oh,
so
goodness, yeah. They're a great team.
I mean, they've been great. I even put all our pictures in a Google Drive and sent them to Google Drive so they had access to everything.
Okay.
I just was trying to, change some of the website stuff, and I wasn't able to.
That's okay. Yeah. I'll let our team know that your gallery is currently locked. They'll unlock it for you. And then they'll call you and walk you through it, make sure that you have access to that. I do want to call you on Friday. I know you said that you're working on getting those jobs done. I want to reach out to you before the end of the week and see if there's something that we can do to get that going here for the Google Verified. But it should be tomorrow that you get a call from one of the members of our team. I know the short list of who would call, but I don't know who exactly would make that phone call, just to make sure that you have access to the gallery on your website.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, Brianna. Always a pleasure speaking with you. I will be the one to reach out to you regarding the Google Verified, and I'll make that call on Friday. But one of our technicians should call you tomorrow just to make sure that you've got access to the gallery on your website.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk soon.
You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.